Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power Your Life radio show with host and success doc, Joanne White. Author, speaker, certified coach, and energy master, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most. She features guests and experts to help you consciously create more success, health, and wellness in every area of your life, work, and relationships. They'll share their success stories, wisdom, and know-how to help you shine more light onto your day and into your life. Power your life right now. Here's Joanne White.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining us on Power Your Life. I'm excited to be here today, and hopefully you are all feeling wonderful and seeing a smile on your own face. That's important with how we wake up and how we greet the day is really important. Many of us are conscious of what we're eating and how we feel about it. And then there are some who sometimes we're eating when we're nervous or upset or not even aware of what we're doing. And I think it's important to have a level of conscious awareness. And today I have a wonderful guest, Sandy Robertson, who's going to talk about that and so much more. She's an RN, an MSN, a board-certified holistic nurse, a certified medical intuitive, as well as a certified healing touch practitioner. And she weaves both the traditional art and science of medicine with mind-body approaches to well-being. For over the past 25 years, Sandy's been a highly sought healing guide in private practice, as well as a notable corporate healthcare systems leader and educator in the forefront of integrative, complementary, and holistic approaches to both health and wellness. With Sandy's love of healing and healing energy, she's broadened her focus of corporate healthcare to serve private clients through her private practice called Energy Works Wisdom. Sandy continues to consult with healthcare programs and focuses on whole health integration. Her new book, Why Am I Eating This? A Guide with Compassionate, Evidence-Based Wisdom on How We Care for Ourselves and Our Mind, Body, and Spirit is amazing. Welcome, Sandy Robertson. How are you?
Great, and thank you, Joanne. Thank you for inviting me to be here today. I'm excited about our conversation today.
I am as well, and it's important. So firstly, I mean, I love the title, too, because why am I eating this? It makes people think a minute as to what am I doing with this? How did you get inspired to write this book in the first place?
Well, frequently, jokingly say it was the pretzels because I was a nurse and already involved in corporate wellness and fitness. And I'm from Philadelphia and love pretzels. And one afternoon, around 4 o'clock, I was at a friend's house. She offered me a snack. And really eating, I realized mindlessly, the pretzels, which I love. And it just popped into my head, a light bulb moment. That's why I talk about light bulb moments. You know, why am I eating this? I'm not really hungry. It's fun. Inspired me to write a book about it, really based on my history, counseling thousands of people in corporate wellness settings in New York City, managing hospital weight management programs, and then really transitioning into complementary and integrative health to bring all this wisdom that's out there about not just mindful eating, but self-care and nourishment, which is why the subtitle of this is the second edition of my book is this the nourishment I need? Which I really feel is a profound question if everyone really asks themselves throughout the day, no matter what they're doing, is this a nourishment I need? Mind, body, spirit, energetic self-care. So it's not just food, it's really the heart of the book when we're talking about nourishment.
You know, and nourishment is right. It's about taking care of our whole body and mind and spirit and energy and all of that stuff. And that's really important. So What is mindful eating? I'm aware of it, but I don't know that our listeners are. And how do we do that?
Well, there's, as I'm sure you know and your listeners know, so much out there on mindfulness and being present with appreciation and gratitude in each moment. And, you know, so many different schools and traditions of mindfulness and quieting the mind and body. And there's also a branch of mindfulness that applies to eating mindfully. And there are many steps involved, but it's basically that pause and contemplating the food, being grateful for it, being grateful for all the people who maybe fished or, you know, were in the fields gathering the food, bringing it to your plate. And it really goes along harmoniously with the tradition of saying a grace or prayer before eating. But people don't have to do that to eat mindfully, to slow down the process and have small portions on the plate that reflect the amount of nourishment that we need. And, you know, also then self-talk while we're eating of slow down, pause, put down our utensils. And really, most importantly, tasting the food, savoring it, chewing it. And so many of my clients through the years have noted that they eat too fast and or barely chew their food. So their emotions or the environment around them are driving them. Not really if they're hungry or that process of eating and nourishing our body. So those are some of the main steps, but it really can transform people's relationship with food to start eating with more intention and mindfully.
You know, that's so important. And also people are eating when they're doing something else, so they're not really paying attention to the food. And that's sometimes why, how did I eat all this? I mean, I was working on something and just chewing and like you said, you know, not really savoring and enjoying and really tasting the food and recognizing how wonderful it is that that's what we're doing, and that's so important, really. Now, you
yes.
have a seven-step plan that you talk about in your book. Can you share some of that with our listeners, Sandy?
Yes, of course. The first step, Joanne, is really the self-awareness and mindfulness, and self-awareness being aware of what we eat, when, how much, you know, what are we choosing to put into our body? Remembering that we have choices in every moment. Sometimes we may be faced with peer pressure or family pressure, but it's always our choice what we put in our mouth and bodies. I also talk about paying attention to your food patterns in detail, times of day, you know, and how much you're eating. And looking at your eating history, I have a little chapter on Uncover the Mystery of Your Eating History. When anyone think about when they were growing up, what did food mean in the home? And was it clean your plate, eat, 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 more, more, more? Were there perhaps toxic emotions or unpleasantness in the house that perhaps might cause someone to eat compulsively or you really use food for self-soothing, which I did in my own life growing up. That's why I can really connect with that and want to offer that reminder. And sometimes it does mean reaching out to not just a doctor but a mental health provider if there's trauma or psychological issues underneath why people might be overeating. I also have a chapter on self-talk and how talking to ourselves with compassion and love and intention while we're eating. And it can be with humor too. You know, do I really, really want to eat that right now? Or do I really, really want to keep eating when I'm noticing I'm getting full and I'm no longer hungry? And it can be humors like, it's okay to stop. You know, it's okay to put our utensils down. Bring in gratitude. The more we can be grateful when we're eating, that can help slow down the process, and we're bringing appreciation to our eating. Talk about eating light and right for us and creating a blueprint that's specific and personalized for you and your physiology, your job, lifestyle, et cetera. And in the new material in the book, I'm really diving deeper into this concept of fuel and food as fuel, and asking ourselves, you know, right now, if I want to just go to the kitchen and open the refrigerator, am I seeking fuel instead of self-care? And also a fun technique is, how would I label these calories just non-judgmentally? Is it true fuel and nourishment, or is it fun and entertainment? And sometimes we just want fun and entertainment, and that's okay. But I find that that labeling process brings it more into the consciousness of what kind of nourishment this is. And then I bring in material on the gut-brain connection. There's so much out there now about the gut affects the brain affects the gut bacteria, the quality of it, since there's also good gut bacteria, and reminding people that the quality of our food can affect our brain and emotions and vice versa. I talk about timing, and for everyone, how often they eat is different. Some people 3 meals a day, some every 2 hours. There's a lot in the media now and trending about intermittent fasting. And while that may work for some people, it's not for everyone. So once again, I really want people to personalize the timing of how often they eat and how much. Then I invite people to look at what else nourishes me. What other kinds of nourishment am I seeking? Mind, body, spirit, energetic. And reminding everyone that self-care is self-nourishment. And also, lastly, how important self-compassion is. And how about some self-compassion instead of the sugary or salty snack, or perhaps going outside, taking a walk, or calling a friend? So those are really the main themes in the new book.
Beautiful. Now, you mentioned blueprint. How do people create a blueprint that actually fits their lifestyle, their weight, their choices in terms of food? That, how do we do that?
Well, I invite my clients to start out by just start, and you can use whatever you want, tracking or a little self-care journal or diary of what you're eating now, the time of day, and also if you can track your emotions, your moods, how much sleep you're getting, since sleep affects what we eat. To start with that baseline information, you know, how's it going now? Again, non-judgmentally. And then start, and people can do this online or on paper, or, you know, a spreadsheet if they want, to realize, starting out with, you know, what are the times of day that fit my physiology that I want to eat? And it's important to have some protein at every meal, for example. So what is that going to be? Planning ahead, things like always carrying healthy snacks with us, like almonds or walnuts, unless there's an allergy, so we're not caught in between meals craving unhealthy snacks, including exercise in the eating blueprint, including quieting the mind. It could be a minute or two of breathing, and really giving some examples, writing down of self-talk that works for you. So it might be slow down, it might be stop, it might be, you know, it's okay to put my fork down now. So this eating blueprint, Joanne, would consist of really tracking mind, body, spirit, and energy in our own lives, along with timing for planning ahead strategically of how we want to plan the food and nourishment for us, you know, most days. There, you know, could be on the weekend, it's different, or on vacation. But I find that a plan like that can give people guidance and a macro framework to guide them, so they're not caught at 4 p.m. with, you know, feeling starving and the only thing around is a vending machine or a gas station, you know, with a lot of snacks.
You know, I think that's so important to really kind of plan and think about what you're going to be eating. I work crazy hours, so I do a lot of cooking in advance, healthy stuff, so that I can have those meals readily available to me without reaching for stuff that I, you know, that I don't really need or want just because it's available and I don't have the time to really prepare. And I think that's important for a lot of people too.
So
yes, that's a great example. Great example to cook for yourself nourishing food.
So what is a self-care nourishment plan? I love that whole concept because I think we need it. But I'm not the usual person, but how does somebody know what that means and how do they do that, Sandy, for themselves to get the best results for their mind, body, and spirit? And
yes, that's a great question, Joanne. In my book, I give an example of a circle of health. They're also referred to as wheels of health. And through many traditions through the centuries, there have been similar circles or wheels of health that kind of look like segments of a pie with energy, family, health, fun, friends, personal development, spiritual. And people could use that one or others that are available online to just take a look at how am I doing in these areas and what nourishes me? What do I need in my life, in my toolkit, my mind, body, spirit, energetic, self-care toolkit? So mind, it might be favorite podcasts or apps where we're listening to meditations or stimulating interviews or music, just things to stimulate our minds. Spirit is different for everyone. It could be what we do, you know, with religion and a group of people. It can also be being outside and connecting with nature. And our body, how are we nourishing our body each day with movement? I hesitate to even call it exercise, but movement. In many cultures, people don't go to a gym. They're walking a lot or climbing hills or mountains. So incorporating movement, there's a recommendation for 10,000 steps a day. If someone can walk that, I got a little battery-operated pedometer, and it's just great. You know, it's fun tracking steps. So how are we stimulating our mind, our body? The body might be taking a bath or just creams, things that we feel nourish us, spirit. And then energy system. We're all made up of energy. We're an energetic system. And that takes nourishment too, and also being aware of we're in crowded, perhaps environments with a lot of chemicals, whether it's airports or shopping malls or big office buildings, and either having essential oil sprays or sage or other things at the end of the day if we feel we've been bombarded with other people's energy, to find a way to clear it. It might be with our hands. It might be, as I said, you know, sage, other things, sprays, beautiful essential oil sprays. We can also give ourselves and our energy system self-care and self-love. For example, putting our hands on our heart, putting our hands on our abdomen, putting our hands on our head, and nourishing our energy system in whatever way that makes sense to us. Since I'm an energy healer, I do a lot of that, and people are amazed at what can be done when we tune into our energy systems and remember to love them and appreciate them in addition to our bodies, our spirits, and our minds.
Beautiful. And yeah, I'm an energy master teacher too, and so energy is incredibly important to all of us. That's very much a part of our lives. That's part of who we are, right? That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I love doing my power walk every morning, regardless of weather.
mm-hmm.
Really fuels me for the day, and it's also, to me, very, you know, I get messages and intuitive stuff. To me, it's very healing, and I encourage people to do something physical that helps them connect with themselves too in a beautiful way. Now, there are so many people, Sandy, who keep saying, oh, I'd love to be able to eat healthy. I can't do that. I'm too busy. I don't have time to cook. Whatever. How do you help somebody access or recognize that, okay, now's the time, and I'm not sure, you know, like now's the time, and actually to be able to do that, because people always say, well, I could have, should have, or whatever, but how do you get them to that place of, okay, the time is now?
For everyone, it's personal, Joanne, and for everyone asking the important questions about what's most important to them, what are their values for their life, and then aligning food and exercise and spirit and sleep choices with their values. So if someone, for example, says, I want to function at the optimal level of what I'm capable of, I want to be clear and fully energized and no brain fog and have the energy to get through my day and be productive and serve, whether it's at work or with family. Our body is a beautiful, intricate machine, and it needs quality nourishment. So I invite people when I'm working with them to a lot of what we've been talking about this morning, you know, look at how they want to start looking at their values and what's important, and mind, body, spirit, energetic self-care. With the food, there are ways, even frozen food, you know, that's it's fresh when it's frozen and it's less expensive. So, I mean, beans and grains and buying in bulk. And so there are ways to do it. I know clients have been on a limited budget but have found, you know, less expensive grocery stores, but where they still can get high quality frozen foods or the beans or canned products, or there's a big trend now for canned fish, you know, like sardines, and which is good for you. So I work with everyone individually, but there are ways to do it and to figure it out, even on a limited budget. If nourishing our body to the highest degree we can, we realize is aligned with our values of wanting to have energy for our families, children, grandchildren, to travel, for our hobbies. We want to be fully energized, and it takes high-quality nourishment to do that.
And again, and I totally agree, what if somebody doesn't know how to stop binging, how to stop eating foods that they know are, you know, like the pretzel stuff or whatever, and I love pretzels
mm-hmm,
too,
mm-hmm,
how to,
mm-hmm.
you know, how to stop doing that so that they can be more in charge of themselves and their eating habits. What do you recommend?
Well, there are many ways to go about it. Some people have found great success with 12-step programs, for example, Overeaters Anonymous. And there are many therapists, psychologists who specialize in eating disorders. I think for many people, and again, I already shared, I know as a child, I was overweight as a child. I know I used food to self-soothe. And that was related to issues going on in the home. For each person to be able to discuss their issues, especially from childhood on, and perhaps deep-seated emotions that are driving what they eat, how much they eat, perhaps it's hard to stop. Perhaps they're covering up feelings that they don't want to feel. Again, there are many reasons why. There's a lot in the media now and research on brain chemistry, and everyone's brain chemistry is different in terms of the hormones. But it does take that medical workup combined with talking to a psychologist, I would suggest, if someone really feels that they have an issue with food where they're unable to stop. You know, the quantity, the frequency, the amount. There are many wonderful experts out there to get that specific professional guidance.
Now, you talked about emotions, and emotions really have a very strong play in terms of our when we're eating, what we're eating, the amount of eating, whatever. Can you talk about that a little bit more, Sandy?
Sure. Well, say we come to the angry or frustrated from the day or depressed or all of the above, whether at home with family or with friends. And those are unpleasant feelings, and we really don't want to feel them. So when food comes, it's easy to use food again, to self-soothe. And the more the better, to numb the feelings. We've all done it from time to time. And the important thing, you know, what I write about in the book is just to be aware and to have compassion for ourselves. And if it's once in a while, that's okay. We all do it. If it becomes something that's getting in the way of being productive in our lives so that we're numbed, and every night after dinner, eating, we just want to pass out on the couch, you know, those are different issues. So I like to work with people to help them tune in to their emotions and mindset when they're choosing food or coming to the table, along with teaching them and reviewing those tools of mindful eating and pausing and slowing down. Because when we quiet our minds, we quiet our bodies. So if we all can take even just a minute or two in that transition, kitchen into a restaurant, just a minute or two to breathe and pause and reset, you know, whatever happened in the day before us, and to sit down with appreciation and gratitude for this food in front of us. Again, breathe, pause. Then we can transition into eating in a completely different space than we might have been in 5 minutes ago. And I've tried it, and, you know, sometimes cooking dinner is just busy and hurry and fast. And I've realized if I just, again, say to myself, pause, breathe, slow down, and then start eating, it's a whole different eating experience than if I come to the table kind of annoyed and agitated from what it took working with others and the family to get food on the table. So for everyone, it's different, and I really like to work with people to explore their unique situations when they're coming to the table, wherever that is. And tools, back to the tools they can use that are really simple tools. It just takes remembering to use them because they do work.
And I love the idea, too, about pause and breathe because, again, we are not jumping into something without that level of awareness. We're taking charge of who we are, taking charge of what we're doing, and it's really very important to do so, and it really makes a difference in how we're eating. So that's, I love that. That's so important. And also, when you do that, the food tastes better.
It's true because you're savoring it. I find that food has a whole new meaning when I'm appreciating the colors. You know, that I love the saying, eat the colors of the rainbow. And whether it's carrots or some peppers, you know, even one, just different ones. And just savoring the textures, the colors, the different flavors, and back to chewing. So many clients have said, wow, my whole eating experience and digestion, by the way, improved when I really focused on chewing. I mean, some people say 20, 25 times. I don't know if ever, you know, that's a little hard to do sometimes, but some people chew 3 times and then swallow. And digestion starts in the mouth. That's one of the most important things I learned studying mindful eating. Digestion starts in the mouth with the saliva that's produced. So really, if we want excellent digestion, the place to start is focusing on the mouth, the chewing, and the eating experience from the very start.
Now, what happens when, and I've seen this before, when people come from a home where the eating is very fast and quick and chewing is the same way, and that's a habitual way that kids are learning from their families as to what to do. How do they alter that?
Well, back to values, Joanne, you know, sometimes it takes an event, sadly. A member of the family has a health issue. Suddenly, and perhaps then the diet in the home changes and everyone realizes they really need to focus on, you know, quality food and the whole eating experience needs to change. So sometimes it's an event. Sometimes when people transition from their 20s to their 30s and beyond, they start putting on weight and realizing as their metabolism slows down, I need to change the way I'm eating. And it, you know, still means now and then they can, of course, eat the foods they love, back to labeling food, fun or entertainment. But each stage of our lives brings different opportunities to reevaluate our health, our energy level, our sleep. You know, we might start noticing we're not sleeping well because we're eating too late in the evening or eating a lot of sugar or alcohol, for example, and it's affecting the quality of our sleep. So a cardiologist I met many years ago, Dr. Steve Sinatra, MD, who's really wonderful, a doctor, wrote a book on called Heartbreak and Heart Disease. He was also a bioenergetic therapist. And he said there's a doorway into healing for everyone. It's a different doorway. So like I said, it might be an event, gaining weight, a move, a transition to another place in the country. And I also use that phrase for people that there's a doorway into nourishment for everyone, and it might be a different doorway. So bringing people's awareness of what's going on, perhaps what's not working for them anymore, and how are they going to go about changing it, looking at back to their mind, body, spirits, energy systems to reset their whole health and well-being.
You know, that's so very important. I think that that kind of self-evaluation, taking a real hard look at what we're doing and how we're eating and every other aspect of our life and how it's affecting how we feel, our health, our energy level, all of that is so important. But people really need to, like you said, the different life stages we go through. I think that self-examination is important during all of those times because we change and we need to be able to have our nourishment and our eating in sync with our, you know, our lives and the changes that go through, that we go through. So that's important. How is your, the second book actually draft different than the first one, second edition?
Yes. Well, the new material is in chapter 8 at the end with the 7 new questions. And we've been touching on many of them. But, for example, number 1, am I seeking fuel instead of self-care? You know, perhaps I'm upset or tired and I just go to the kitchen and stand in front of the refrigerator. So really looking at nutrition as fuel and what's the best fuel to put in my body. Back to labeling. How would I label these calories? You know, is this true nourishment? Is it entertainment and fun? You know, great either way, but just being aware. How much are we perhaps eating fun and entertainment during the day? For example, in snacks, for reasons that maybe have to do with emotions or other things going on in our lives. And include material, as I said, on the gut and the gut-brain connection, reminding everyone of that bi-directional relationship that the gut affects the brain affects the gut. And again, looking at what else nourishes me? What other kinds of nourishment am I seeking? Friends, support network, exercise, spirituality, perhaps stimulating our mind in new ways. And really that concept, Joanne, that we've been talking about a lot this morning about self-care is self-nourishment. You know, all the ads and on social media for self-care, I think people think it's taking a bubble bath with candles. and that's it. Or taking a walk or going on vacation. And there's so many ways to nourish ourselves and provide compassion. One of the best ways is to offer ourselves loving kindness and compassion as we would for a friend. There's a whole branch of mindfulness called mindful self-compassion and weaving in loving kindness. You know, may I be happy, may I be healthy, may I be at peace. So I'd like to remind people self-care is what we say to ourselves throughout the day, how we move and use our body with intention, how we connect in whatever way is meaningful for us, how we take care of our energy systems and clear it and nourish it, could be taking a bath, a salt bath. We talked about some of the essential oils that can nourish our energy systems. And energy healing, of course. And there's a lot of good self-care energy techniques, just offering ourselves nourishing energy. And then really back to self-compassion. And the more we give ourselves self-compassion, there's actually some nice research by Dr. Kristen Neff, I believe, about people who practice mindful self-compassion. It improved their wellness and diet behaviors because they were just offering themselves so much love and compassion that they were turning away from some of the health habits that weren't really serving them. So I really love that, especially when research connects it.
Beautiful. Sandy, you have a great quote that I want to read to our listeners. And you say, outer self-care reflects inner self-love and appreciation. When we love and cherish ourselves, we will want to love and cherish our bodies and will want to fill it with just the right amount of nourishing and healthy food. I think that sums up what you were just talking about, and it's so important to love ourselves and appreciate who we are. And when we're doing that, like you said, and this beautiful quote, it, you know, our eating and our habits and behavior can reflect that in such a wonderful way.
Thank you, Joanne. I truly believe if everyone looked at nourishing ourselves in that way, it would be so much easier to transform their relationship with food and eating and their relationship with themselves, and like you said, bringing more self-love and self-compassion. And that's really what I love to help people do, their relationship with food and eating and themselves, and to love themselves more.
Beautiful. And I think we need that. We definitely need to do that more and more. So that's Sandy, tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you, how they could find out more about what you're doing with your wonderful website and helping people really nourish themselves in so many different beautiful ways.
Oh, thank you, Joanne. My website is energyworkswisdom.com. So energyworks, plural, wisdom.com. And they can reach me through the website. The book is Why Am I Eating This? Is This the Nourishment I Need? It's the second edition. It's purple. It's available on Amazon, paperback, and Kindle. And for your listeners listening today, I'm happy to offer a complimentary 20-minute consultation where people can set up time to talk and just help them find if some of my services might be helpful and meaningful for them and nourishing, most of all.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. What would you like to leave our listeners with, Sandy?
Self-care equals self-love. And
I love
we're all
it.
Capable of it. And it just takes an intention to shift. As simple as today, I'm going to practice more self-love and self-care.
Beautiful. And I think that we can't, I don't know that we can get enough of that. I don't think that there's too much self-love. I really don't think so. We're not talking about ego like that. We're just talking about caring and loving ourselves in the most beautiful ways that help us be the best that we can be. And I love what you're doing. I love your book. And thank you so much for being on Power Your Life.
Thank you, Joanne. I really appreciate being here today. I loved your questions. And I really hope it brings some wisdom and self-love to your listeners.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful and blessed day. Take care.
Thank you. You too, Joanne.
Thank you. Think about what Sandy Robertson said, because so much of what we need to do for ourselves you need to have that level of awareness and think about yourself as this whole, and Sandy talked about it so beautifully, your body, your soul, your energy, all of what goes into who you are is so very important, including the choices that you're making with respect to your eating habits, the food that you're choosing, how you're eating, and everything that Sandy covered in the interview. So think about that today and decide that you're going to power your life, empower yourself, especially when it comes to your energy, the food you're eating today, how and why are you making those choices, and if you want to make those changes, think about it and be more conscious. I love what Sandy was talking about in terms of when you're eating, you need to breathe, you need to pause, you need to really chew, you need to appreciate what's going on within you and be aware of what you're doing, because it will really enhance the eating experience and also enhance your life. So take those steps today to really empower yourself and enhance yourself with respect to what you're doing with your life and also what choices you're making with respect to food. If you want to get a hold of me, you can go to docwhite.org. And remember, you have the ability, you have the power to make those choices. So do it now. Have a beautiful day. Thanks for joining us.
You've been listening to the Power Your Life radio show with host and author, Dr. Joanne White. Listen often and spread the word about the Upbeat Show to enrich you and grow your life in the direction you desire. Listen again and again and visit docwhite.org for more information and find out how Dr. Joanne can benefit you. Thank you for sharing your day with us and stay tuned for more exciting guests and events to come.